We are reading from the Law of Love in the System of Adam Rishon, selected excerpts from the sources. We will start with excerpt number 7. So, reading excerpt number 7 by Rabash. From the love of people and the love of the self-love and the love of the Creator. There is self-love and there is love of the Creator, and there is a medium or a median, which is love of others. Through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your friend as yourself is a great rule. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one length. He said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is so because through love of others, we come to love the Creator. And then the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart. It is written, the Creator said to Israel, be sure, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are easy. Anyone who fears me and performs the words of Torah, all the wisdom and all of the Torah are in his heart. Concerning fear, it is explained in the Sulam, the letter commentary on the Zohar, that it is fear that he might not be able to bestow upon the Creator, since it is the conduct of love that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. Hence, one who has love of the Creator wants to bestow, and this is called adhesion, as in, and to adhere unto him. By this, the Creator passes on to him Torah and wisdom. It follows that he taught him on one leg, meaning that through love of others, he will achieve the degree of love of the Creator. And then he will be rewarded with Torah and wisdom. Chokhmah.
What
an exercise, a trick. The Creator played on us, where through the hatred, rejection, the distance between us, he compels us to reach love. What do we gain from all that? From being in hatred, rejection, needing to reach love. The gap between love and hatred, what does it build in us? Please, go ahead. Discuss it amongst yourselves. Let us understand how these two forces, these two parameters, hatred and love, need to exist in us together in parallel. They're the two components of the kli, of the vessel. One is the distance, the hardness, the rejection, and the other is connection and love. And how these need to exist without hiding each other, without erasing each other, but rather they should both be there, one versus the other, in their full, complete form. Why do we need this? How do we need to accept them and to deal with that? Please, workshop.
Hatred and love, actually, this is our nature and the Creator's nature, standing one opposite the other, and we seemingly are standing there observing this conflict, this fight between us. And in fact, we have no possibility to choose the Creator's nature, unless we feel both of them. inside of us. Who we are, who he is, where do we want to be? Only if we experience both of these states, then it becomes possible for us to decide which one is more important, which one is preferable in our eyes, which is more correct, on which side do we want to be.
I
think also it's due to independence. In every other state, the person will be annulled, meaning either he's a beast or an angel.
Yes, all of these states are organized to us by the Creator, and our effort is to reach the quality of bestow above all the states that are revealed. That is created being coming out of us, emerging from us.
In the work of preparing the vessels, we constantly discover the oppositeness, the rejection, the hatred and separation. And love, all of it is an outcome of our work from the bottom up, the extent to which we try to connect, that we try, that prayer comes out of us. What completes or bridges the disconnection between us is love, but we need to have the opposite first.
Yes, this whole method is that we actually use seemingly the hatred in order to build above it the love. As the magnitude of the hatred, so will the magnitude of the love be eventually. And therefore, hatred that is revealed or the gap that is revealed doesn't make us weaker or make us sad or hinder us. To the contrary, we discover it, and then it is considered that the greater it is above it, we build the love. Reading excerpt number 8. From Rabash, it is known that it is impossible to achieve love of the Creator before a person is rewarded with love of people. Through love your friend as yourself, which Rabbi Akiva said is the great rule in the Torah, that is, by a person accustoming himself to love people, which is love of others, then he can achieve the degree of loving the Creator. By this we can interpret the above said, anyone with whom the spirit of the people is content, meaning that the spirit of the people, the spirit of the Creator is also content with him. Meaning that the spirit of people is content with him because he always engages in love of people and always watches out for love of others. Then the spirit of the Creator is also content with him, meaning he enjoys making the spirit of the Creator, meaning bestowing upon the Creator. But it is not so with one who engages in love of self. Then it is certain that the spirit of the Creator is also not pleased with him. Reading excerpt 8 again. It is known that it is impossible to achieve love of the Creator before a person is rewarded with love of people. That through love your friend as yourself, which Rabbi Akiva said is the great rule in the Torah, that is, by a person accustoming himself to love people, which is love of others, then he can achieve the degree of loving the Creator. By this, we should interpret the above said, anyone with whom the spirit of the people is content, the spirit of the Creator is also pleased with him. Meaning that the spirit of the people is content with him because he always engages in love of people and always watches out for love of others. Then the spirit of the Creator is also pleased with him, meaning he enjoys making the spirit of the Creator, meaning bestowing upon the Creator. But it is not so with one who engages in love of self. Then it is certain that the spirit of the Creator is also not pleased with him.
Sharp question. How can we measure our attitude towards the Creator, our closeness to the Creator, by our closeness in the group between the friends and our attitude towards them? Please.
If the Creator is the quality of bestowal and love, then the closest expression of that to us is the degree of bestowal and love that is in the connection between us. Therefore, we can, one, exert in the connection between us in order to reach equivalence of form with the upper force to discover him between us, or, to the contrary, to appreciate our degree of closeness, of coming closer to the Creator according to the connection between us also.
To the same extent that we feel that this whole upper system goes through the friends, meaning that there is some order, some force, that this upper force goes through the ten. There's no way to track it. It's only to the extent that we feel that this force is passing between us.
Yes, and also this path, this way of reaching love of others through an equivalence of form, and this acquired the quality of the Creator. It has to be manifested in some dimension, that in some way that we can feel in our vessels. And this is why we received each other in the ten. So that there we can develop, we can exercise this quality, and out of what is revealed between us in our connection, each time anew, we can see how we are strengthened or weakened.
How do we, in the group, not forget that we cannot relate to the Creator better than we do to the friends? How can we in the group not forget that we cannot relate to the Creator more than we do to our friends in the group? It should be right in front of us. It should be understood. To me, I should understand that, well, I can see where everyone is and what I think of them, the way I judge it. So how can I understand that my relation to the Creator is exactly according to the way the group looks to me? How can we see this as a demonstration, right, where the Creator says, you want to relate to me? Please, you can see how you relate to me. You can see if you have good relations between you right now, bad relations. You can see where you are. So how can we not forget about it all the time? How can we constantly remind each other? Please, how do we maintain that rule? That the relationship between the friends, that's also the relationship of the group and the Creator. Please, how can we maintain that?
We not forget. Well, we will remind each other and constantly appreciate this thing, this attitude, that the attitude to the friends, the relation to the friends is like the relation to the Creator. Just like we have a daily shatz and gabbai that we replace each day, and we have times for meetings and preparations, we should use all of these means in order to strengthen and give an example and create a strong atmosphere of our food that will constantly hold us in the greatness of the Creator through the friends.
Each one of us is very weak against the images he sees in his eyes. Of course, it's great luck that we have each other and Kabbalists and Rav, so that we can perform exercises together. Even though we get confused, sometimes all these exercises can bring us back.
And we are also talking about it all the time, that the relation to the friends is the relation to the Creator, and there is no direct communication. There's no line of communication with the Creator. We talked about it the whole first hour also, and therefore, the more we succeed in building a connection between us in the 10, and you have a certain relation to the 10, this is your response. This is how you relate to the Creator. The Creator is hidden inside of the 10.
You
need to appreciate the friends, to elevate them to such a degree where they're great, like the Creator. And how to do it in practice, it's, I think, it's only by acting upon the advice we get and in Rabash's articles, and we need to see the friends as important and precious, no less than we see the Creator.
We are constantly in denial about the fact that the Creator is the quality of bestowal. This is what we constantly have to pump to each other, wash each other, brainwash each other with. That this is the Creator. It's an attitude of bestowal, the quality of bestowal, giving. And then when you check your attitude to the friends, you're actually checking your attitude to bestowal. And then you cannot lie to yourself. You see exactly what you're thinking about the Creator, how much you want Him, how important He is for you, how much you can justify Him. This is why what we need to work on is the importance of the quality of bestowal, and to remind ourselves that this quality is what is called, is the Creator.
We need to erase from our minds the thought that there is a private, personal Creator for me. That doesn't exist. There is the quality of love and bestowal, which is revealed when there is love and bestowal between us. There, the Creator is revealed.
My individual Creator, well, reading excerpt number 9, Bara Sulam. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others, through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal or giving contentment to the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, because anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel Hanasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to men. We should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before. We cannot be mistaken with our actions, since they are set before one's eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Because indeed, they are one and the same. Since he should also love his friend with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. As this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might. And with the Creator, he may deceive himself. but with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
Tel Aviv 4.
Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Suddenly, for a minute, became unclear the difference between love of people and the love of the Creator. Everything comes to me from the Creator, love to the friends as well. So can you explain it?
No, I cannot explain. When it comes, it comes. The main thing is, what do I need to do? Where it comes from, I don't know. With that philosophy, you can occupy yourself to the end of your days. I need to do what I need to do with it. I need to know. That's what's important to me. God created to do, it says, it's written. And he says that it comes this way from the Creator, that way from the Creator. What are you discovering there? What are you saying? It's nothing. I have to know what it guides me towards, what it does to me, what it forces me to do. I need to know how to reach the Creator. By that, I connect with all of reality, all the worlds, everything in creation. But the path there is through love of others, because the Creator is revealed within the others, within what's outside of me. And the connection is called, this communication is called connection. And the highest degree of connection is called love. And so I need to reach a degree of connection called love with all of reality, the inanimate, the vegetative, the animate, the speaking, everything in existence. I don't care what form it is revealed in and where I get it from.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, ma in pratica nella decina come misuriamo l'amore degli amici? Cioè come misuro l'amore, il mio amore?
Practically, in the 10, how do we measure the love of friends? How do I measure my love to the friends?
Bezura practit, maasit.
In a practical sense,
yachas shili, ahava shili lechaverim.
I measure my love, my attitude towards the friends according to the degree of hatred or aviyut, coarseness as we call it, according to the degree of coarseness which is revealed. And that's called the advantage of light out of darkness. The greater the darkness, so the light will also appear greater. That's how we measure. Also in our technology, everywhere, that's how we measure. We measure something and then we measure matter, and then we can talk about phenomena which go above matter. Okay, so I see we have no questions. Even in Kiev 1, no questions. Interesting. Okay, continue, Gilan.
Reading excerpt number 10, Bar Sulam. Our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired state. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly mean a practical mitzvah. This is certainly as Hillel said, meaning love your friend as yourself. It is by this mitzvah alone that one attains the real goal, which is dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Thus you find that with this one commandment, one observes the entire goal and purpose. Now there is no question about the mitzvot between men and the Creator, because the practical ones among them have the same purpose of cleansing the body, the last point of which is to love your friend as yourself, after which immediately comes adhesion.
You have to understand that the vessel that the Creator reveals, or in which the Creator is revealed, is the vessel of the love of others. Inside of that vessel we acquire, he is revealed. Without a vessel, he cannot be revealed. That's how it works, because we cannot attain the Creator light without a vessel, and the vessel is made of the connection of desires which want to bestow, and that's how they connect together and interact. It's the same way. The same way we build the vessel in our group, well, later we discover that the group is not a group, it's a partsuf, it's 10 sfirot, in which the upper light is revealed according to equivalence of form between how we relate to each other in the group and the light. Accordingly, the light is revealed inside of the desires which connect together mutually. Ita 4.
Rav, il modo con cui potrebbe essere che è il modo con cui il creatore arriva a noi, quello di manifestarsi attraverso.
Is it possible that the manner in which the creator comes to us is that being revealed through the friends, through all the difficulties and boundaries, even through my hatred that I developed through the friends? Can that be considered some way that the Creator is mixing us in a way that we will be able to reveal Him?
Only the advantage of light from darkness. If we would not be shown hatred, then we could not discover love. If we would not be shown hate and rejection from the Creator, we won't be able to discover closeness, love to Him. Of course, that's how it is.
That's
why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the wisdom of truth. It discovers, it reveals to you first man's nature, which is bad. It wants to harm each and everything. Meaning it derives pleasure from causing harm to others. There is no other desire in man other than the hate for everyone else. He doesn't see himself any differently anywhere, in any state. But only how much he can triumph over, exploit the other. Only in this way do we perceive all of reality. When I look at reality, I'm already looking at it in this way. How can I rule over them, exploit them, triumph over them, control them? That's our nature. Still, vegetative and animate don't have that feeling. They don't have the feeling of the other. They don't measure themselves relative to the others. They want something and they make a calculation. How much they can realize their desire, and that's it. But we wish to realize our desire in oppressing the other, for me to be higher than him, more than him, greater than him, otherwise we would have been like animals. Man's inclination is evil from his youth, means that's what awakens in us, and we want that. It's not right away, but after a few years of childhood, it begins to develop in us. Then we can identify it even in kids. They were as animals, and then they become human by starting to hate one another, starting to want to lie to one another, exploit one another. Hence, we cannot reveal any good except through the evil. And if the evil is not revealed, or we're not aware of the fact it's bad, we cannot discover the good. The Zohar also writes that all the good can be revealed from the bad. The light is revealed from darkness. Hence, the Creator says, from the beginning, I've created the evil inclination. You have the evil inclination in you. When does it come to you? When a person develops. It's also not right away in our evolution. We spent thousands of years developing like animals until that desire called man awoke in us. We started to relate badly to one another. So that's how we are. And if a person understands, if he is wise, meaning he has his eyes in his head, he understands that he relates adversely to all of creation. From the get-go, he treats creation in this way, seeking to exploit and take advantage of everything he sees. If it wasn't the case, he wouldn't see it. If we can derive pleasure or hate something that we see, if we didn't have those feelings, we wouldn't see it, because our vessels are calibrated in this way, either for pleasure or for hate. And that is what we need to scrutinize between us in our attitudes in the group. And then in this special group, special efforts to transfer ourselves from the revelation of evil to the revelation of good. And those who do not reveal their bad attitude to their friends, it's a sign that he's not working on it enough. He does not have what to correct yet. He's still as a baby. Before the evil inclination was revealed to him. That's why groups who exist nice and good is a sign that they're not advancing. Rather, groups in whom hate, rejection from one another appears, but together with that they manage to overcome it, those are the groups that advance, that are strong, that are good.
Barur. Asia. Here. Asia.
Tov.
In our group, usually there's, at least lately, no clashes or disputes or fights. It's a very kind of a polite society. The question, how do we force ourselves to but fight with each other, or should we wait for...
No, no one tells you have to fight and quarrel, but if you advance, you will see that in that you are moving apart from one another, you're opposite one another, and that's a sign of advancement. But however, the true sign of advancement, the complete sign of advancement, is that on top of the hate and rejection, there reveals a tendency to correct it, to hold themselves in their correct connection, even though each time they get corrupted.
If hatred is not felt between us for the time being,
if it's not felt, it means that you're behaving as diplomats with one another. You're not coming close to another.
So what should we do?
What to do? Think about it. Because if hate is not going to reveal itself and you're not going to correct it, you're also not going to have love. And hate is not going to reveal itself before you're separate from one another. So try to think. You are taking the entire 10 into your room where you live. How right away you would feel uncomfortable. And that feeling of discomfort, try in your imagination to turn it to love.
Eat a free.
Maestro, buongiorno. Grazie per l'opportunità di chiedere.
Hello, teacher. Thank you for the opportunity to ask.
porto già così tanto odio da fuori che quando guardo i miei amici io ringrazio.
I'm already holding inside of me so much hatred outside that when I look at the friends I'm thankful to the Creator that at least I have the friends.
Quindi li giustifico sempre, anche se qualcosa mi dà fastidio. Com'è questo rapporto?
So even if a certain thing evokes anger in me, how can I come to hatred towards them?
None of us need to awaken hate artificially. However, if you develop love, by that you will evoke hate, since one cannot exist within the other. As the light exhales from darkness, they always come together like that. As two sides of a coin.
Belarus.
Раб, я вот услышал, что я измеряю свою любовь к товарищам через авиют, которая.
I heard that I measure my love towards the friends according to the coarseness that is expressed by the revelation of hatred. And if a friend doesn't understand it and says, "Don't touch me, I'm a delicate person," and he simply is forced to hide it, like in this world of ours. Why
should the friend feel what you're thinking about him? I don't get it. You relate to him. You relate to him. For now, work in this way, without him feeling your attitude towards him clearly. Let him grow up for now. Later, you'll understand how you are developing. He is developing. Then you understand it's not you. It's not the friend. There's a special system here. It's not about you and him. It will come. But first, make sure to worry about your inner attitude to the friend. And you don't need to shake him up. Notice how your inner change toward him changes him. Since you're not actually seeing him, you're seeing him in your mind's eye.
Yes, Raf, thank you. I hope I'm not confusing anyone with this question. So I have to have a spiritual vessel to receive the light. So the feelings that I have now, are they being felt in corporeal vessels that need to be corrected to spiritual vessels? Or is it just an uncorrected spiritual vessel?
Let's say it's an uncorrected spiritual vessel.
Good morning, Rav. Bala Sulam writes that from love of friends, or through the love of friends, we come to the love of the Creator. What should we do if there's no desire to come to the love of the Creator? Where do you take the forces for that?
We need to pray, we need to ask of the group, the friends, the books, until you have a desire as you had before and disappeared. The Creator wants you to awaken that desire now. This is the flirt. He rejects you. So you would want to turn to him, even though you don't have a desire for it. We need to understand that all the desires that awaken in us are desires that come from the Creator. So now you're receiving rejection from him. He wants that, in spite of that, you will come to him and ask for a connection. That's a sign, and the sign of rejection is an important sign that we get from above. That's how it is. Maktu.
Доброе утро, учитель, товарищи.
Good morning, teacher, friends.
Как же тогда правильно приносить в группу?
Continuing the question about hatred. How can we bring the group correctly, the state of rejection, if externally it's best to not express it?
There's no such thing. It's common to the that is common to the group, and it's in the entire group. You have to deal with it yourself, and that's it. Try to change in order to change your attitude towards a friend. Talk about it. It's possible. Discuss it. But you must reach a state where you feel your obligation to go from hate to love. From hate to love. And each time, a little bit from in each and every friend.
В чем разница от проявления ненависти, от претензий к товарищам?
What's the difference between the disclosure of hatred and complaints towards friends and redundant hatred?
There's so much in it, I can't explain. You will gradually discover it, you'll become experts, but you have to work on it. If you understand that each and every moment you have to come to love of friends in various ways, then only in that you are showing your love to the Creator, then you will work on it. That's what exists before you, directly, concretely, each and every moment.
Amado Rav, cuando viene la...
Beloved Rav,
a uno le viene el recuerdo,
when the disclosure of evil comes,
eso detiene el mal, o es
we don't...
Que sea así.
Repeat, please.
Can you ask, please, again? When the revelation of evil comes in a person, it kind of reminds him of what he already lived before, what he's been through before, and it stops him. Is that correct?
Nothing is correct, what was before or not. It's all our speculations. We have to understand that each and every moment, whatever we receive from the Creator, and everything is for us to advance. And these states will be incorrect, unpleasant, according to our logic. It's all for us to advance. I'm not criticizing it. I just want to cover all crimes with love. That's where I have to be, ultimately. So this philosophy, this way and that way, it's coming from the Creator, So on top of that, I will reach love. Love. That's it. What's there to twist it with my intellect, where I don't understand anything about the true reality? I'm as if in a dream, disconnected, under the restriction. What am I going to do here? I can twist myself as much as I want. I'll never reach the truth. I can't even touch the truth. You have to simply do one thing in each and every state. And I don't really care about the state. I'm afraid to get into it and pick into it. I have no vessels, no instruments. With what am I going to investigate it? So I'm going into each and every state only in order to cover it with love. It comes from the Creator. I love. It comes from the Creator. I love. That's it. I don't want to examine why did it come, in what way, why do I relate to a person this way or that way, and the Creator this way or another. I don't care about it. It's too big for me. I simply want to bring the state to love above it. And in this way I go very quickly through the state. I don't need to enter into them because I lack the vessels with which to understand them. You ask such questions as if we're dealing with a business of deep examination. Who are you? Excuse me for asking. Who do you think you are? You can understand where things are coming from, through which worlds, which Parzufim, Sfirot, and systems the upper light comes to us, and how he operates on us, activates us on the on a beastly level. That's totally opposite its own nature. Why do I need those things? I just need to know that I have to accept each and every state with love to the upper force that did it to me and to the friends with whom I need to connect. And then from that effort, I will understand, maybe not necessarily now, but in a few actions, I'll understand what the Creator is doing with me. Turkey 3.
Thank you, Ra. Our question is, when the hate revealed in a person, should he express his hate to the group?
Chas v'shalom. Bikol matzav v'matzav, Adam tzarich.
God forbid. Each and every state, a person only has to disclose love. Only love towards a group, even though on the inside he might have hate. He needs to always give a good example to the group and not disclose any hate. Try, at least. I understand it's not simple. I know it about myself. But that's what we need to do. Meaning to all the friends who seek the same goal and they behave correctly according to what Baal Salam and Rabash write to us, to all of them, I have to express love. Latin 2.
Rab, tenemos una pregunta de la decena.
Rab, we have a question from the 10.
¿Cuál es la acción que debe tomar el amigo en la escena cuando ve estos coqueteos del Creador? Repito.
What is the action a friend needs to do in the 10 when he sees these flirts of the Creator? Again, what is that action a friend needs to do in the 10 when he sees this flirting of the Creator with us?
He needs to relate in love through the friends to the Creator above those things.
What is in hatred that without it we cannot advance spiritually?
It's opposite the purpose of creation. Kiev 2.
Спасибо, Рав. Вот в этом состоянии отторжения, ненависти, какая должна быть молитва, моя личная, когда есть это ощущение?
That state of hatred, what does there need to be in my personal prayer when I have such a sensation?
I want to reach love of friends and through them offer this love as a vessel for the revelation of the Creator in order to give Him contentment. That's how I need to relate to what's happening to me, to what's revealed to me.
Ken Rav,
if after many years of work that hatred does not be revealed at all, is that a sign of wrong work?
This work might be right, but it didn't reach this level of realization, where the other side of the coin is revealed as well. PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Listen, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. You're saying that in order for love to be revealed, there needs to be hatred or something of that manner. What if there's love and there's no hatred? It's just a relationship. So how could you build a relationship inside of 10 that will be hatred will be revealed or something like that? You told me that you're engaging in being like gentlemen. You're saying that all the time. So,
yes, because you are working on what you care about in politics, and you don't work in what's revealed in the 10, then you don't discover love or hate.
So that's the question. What do you do in the 10, the real work, not around? What else do we have to do in the 10 so that love that you're talking about will all be revealed? Also, hatred we don't have. There is no hatred.
I know, and I'm telling you what you have to do. You need to look at the other friends and see how they nevertheless wish to engage in connection and the awakening of the group, and then you'll learn from them, and we will advance you.
Wonderful. So as someone lifts his nose up, and we know what talking, you know what's going on, what hatred. They're afraid to even deal with it.
I'm not going to be a counselor between you and the judge and an arbiter. Rather, it says what you need to do. You should do it. If you won't, we'll wait. Maybe in 10 years, 10 years time, you'll start to do it. What can we do? You cannot change the laws of nature. Rather, if you keep them, if you answer the requirements, you advance. If you cannot meet the requirements, then you don't advance. It's like a train that stops along the way and does not advance, does not move forward because it lacks fuel.
What form of relationship are you saying? Engage in love between you and hatred will be revealed. What kind of relationship is that? Of love of such sort in it then?
This is in order to awaken as much closeness between you. Talk about the purpose of creation, how you need to come close to it and the connection between you, that you don't advance towards a goal except through connection. Talk about it. Brainwash yourselves that the goal is attained in the vessel of connection between you. Only that.
Nice. And how do we help ourselves connect between us?
No, I don't know. I don't know. What can I tell you? Moscow 7.
По отношению к чему в товарищах во мне просыпается ненависть, если
relative to what in the friends does hatred awaken if I have made the correct efforts of love towards them?
Hate does not appear as a result of the correct or incorrect action. If you've performed an incorrect action, the hate is not revealed. If you performed a correct action, then hatred appears specifically then as a greater measure of shattering in your vessel. That's 100% shattered. So another penny, another part is revealed from the broken vessel. Hate is not that you've done something and you hate, but that you reveal that hate from the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon.
Не любое же мое отношение к товарищу можно назвать ненавистью.
I don't mean to every relationship that I have towards friends that I could call hatred. But rather, what exactly?
You don't want to connect to him. He has such qualities in him, such expressions of character that you don't want to connect to him. Those are signs of incompatibility. As since there was connection there before, and now thanks to the shattering, lack of connection appears. KPT 31.
Relative to my attitude towards friends, if I operate for the society, let's say we have translators, people that are preparing the convention, shots, gabai, preparing source materials, if we don't succeed to put the intention in it, there's no clear attitude towards the friends, is that action without value?
No. Nevertheless, you have to try. It's about how much you can invest in it. You should invest in it.
Buenas noches, Rav. Una pregunta de un amigo de la escena.
Good night, Rav. A question from a friend from the ten. Above our perception, the Creator gives us two opposites. All together, is that bestowal?
I
don't understand. And the Creator gives you two opposites, that's bestowal. The Creator gives. The question is, what do we do with it? Is bestowal from the Creator two opposites? Yeah, it's clear. You can say that each and every state comes from the Creator. The question is, what happens on our part?
Rav, una domanda dall'amico. Cosa fare quando
I have a question from my friend.
l'odio, gli amici mancano il lavoro e vanno via.
What to do when, as a result from the hatred, the friends, instead of working, they leave the tent?
It's a sign that you didn't explain to yourselves that connection is the goal from the perspective of the vessel. And if you attain connection, the Creator is revealed there. That's the light. And that's how we need to go. People don't understand it. It takes years before a person understands that connection is the vessel and the Creator that's revealed in that is the light. And other than light and vessel, there's nothing. So a group and in it the Creator, Moscow One.
Для того, чтобы противоречия перешли в другую форму, нужно, чтобы они вот в одной точке как-то собрались.
So that the clashes will move to a different form, they have to gather into one point. How to aim correctly so that that place will be the correct place in me, between us.
We don't need to focus on what's opposite between us. We have to immediately try and rise above all those difference of location, of opinion, and rise above them to love. You don't have to connect all the negatives into one big negation or negative. You don't have to do it. It's not written. It doesn't say so anywhere. Don't bring us a new Torah.
Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, ¿qué tipo de odio?
Good day, dear Rav.
En el grupo. ¿Acaso es que no soporte los aportes de los compañeros o es un malestar que no entiendo?
Javier Shuel.
Javier is asking, what form of hatred do we need to experience in the ten? The fact that we can't tolerate what the friends are saying, or it's simply an unpleasant sensation that's unclear?
Any feeling that is outside of the complete connection is called hate. Simple.
It
doesn't matter what do I feel and what do I feel. If I do not feel connection with a friend, the Creator stands behind the friend and presents my attitude to him in the form of a friend who I hate, then I have to work on myself to love him on the condition that it's a friend on the path.
Okay,
we're coming to the end. Mark 2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот вы просто всегда говорите, что находиться в группе это не очень хорошо.
You constantly are saying that being diplomatic in the group is not so good, but that we need to work with our gloves off. On the other hand, you say that we have to bring to the group only love. How do you connect between those two things?
We don't bring to the group anything negative, hate. We try to hate those things, to overcome them, to resist bringing them to the ten. It doesn't mean that we're working with gloves. No. We want to discover that there's no hate, but there's only love. We need to build it, and not make something artificial out of it. Read what Rabash is writing.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. What is your meaning when you say the friend on the path? Can I know?
I'm with him towards one goal.
Если пробудилось
пробуждается ненависть к одним товарищам, то мы можем прийти к любви, поднявшись над ней. А если к другим ненависть не пробуждается, значит, мы не можем прийти к любви.
Симанши им эйн лану.
If we don't have hate, it's a sign we also don't have love. Those are two forms that have to alternate one to the other. Hate and love, hate and love, hate and love. And then I quickly come to the purpose of creation, which is absolute love. Last question, Kiev.
Дорогой Раф, вот я сегодня за час встал перед уроком, чтобы попросить за.
Dear Rav, I woke up an hour before the lesson today to ask for the friends to connect and to come with love to the lesson. And here I came to the lesson, and during the workshop, I feel that I am completely disagreeing with them. I have a wall in my heart. I don't want to hear any of them. I simply can't hear them.
Beautiful.
How can I come to love now?
Now you need to try and ask yourself, why do you hate them? They came to the lesson. They also want to advance. I see that they're not sleeping. They really want to come to reach the goal. So why do you hate them? Explain to us.
Нет, но это не какое-то конкретное там ненависть к чему-то. Это просто вот, знаете.
No, it's not some concrete hatred towards something. Just some kind of desire to control them.
So be grateful to the Creator for showing you how bad you are, what an egoist you are. You didn't know you're such an egoist. Now you have a new vessel. Beautiful. We knew about it before, all of us, the entire world clean. We knew it about you. Now you also see it. Now you also know about it.
So the question is like this. I don't want to be in that. I want to love them.
Why?
Потому что я даже не могу на уроке сфокусироваться, если честно, без этого.
А за мумрим лха.
Because I can't even be
they disturb
the lesson.
You. Meaning next time, you'll try to not even get them up and bring them to the lesson, but better if they stay away from the lesson.
No, I mean it disconnects.
On the contrary, now you feel that you disagree with them, you dislike them. They repel you. You reject them. Now is the time to ask the Creator to give you the different attitude that love covers all transgressions. Transgressions appear. Now is the time of prayer to receive now the force of love. What, you want to run away from that state? There's nothing worse. This is the best possible state. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon who would reveal before a lesson when they would gather. They suddenly discover how much they hate one another. They want to kill one another. Hey, you don't want to kill them yet, right? It'll be some time before it comes, but this is nice. And immediately ask the Creator to give you the force of love to cover the hate. Cover it, not erase it. So in this sandwich between love and hate, you'll discover the Creator, as He is the source of both of those states.
What does
it mean to cover? I could just incorporate in love. Where the hate should come?
No. You have to incorrect. You have to keep it. The coarseness doesn't disappear. Coarseness does not get purified in spirituality. You hear me? No, on the contrary. And the more you advance in hate, coarseness, rejection, your ego will be greater, and you'll try to be above it.
Okay, so how now to ask from the Creator to help me cover?
Fill the prayer. Raise the prayer. Higher. Ask, cry, beg, everything works. We'll help you. We're going to the third part of the lesson, which is this.
And we'll sing a song together.
שמולי ממש כמוני האדם שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך 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 כמוני האדם שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך